So are we in the United States behind in some sense? Have we left a global consensus on the merging of tradition and emergence of women's power around the world? Do our deep divisions today politically suggest we've reached a kind of limit of emancipation for women? Marjorie Sproul is a history professor at the University of South Carolina and author of the recently released book Divided We Stand, The Battle Over Women's Rights and Family Values That Polarized American Politics. Professor Sproul, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So how did the debates that we have today form in the 1970s in a period of history where women's rights became a debate over some very select issues about family values and particularly reproductive rights?
Well, the women's movement took off first before this conservative women's movement rose up in opposition. And in the United States, the women's movement actually made extraordinary gains. It transformed the society, really, and made a lot of gains that we've not ever lost up to this point, though some are threatened. And the conservative women's movement came along in opposition, as many women who were more deeply invested in traditional relationships felt like their way of life was being threatened. And they rose up in opposition to the Equal Rights Amendment because they were distressed that politicians in both parties seemed to be taking feminists as speaking for all women. And as these issues that are very personal, loaded with religious and moral significance, reached the forefront of national politics, it became much more difficult for there to be rational discourse on these matters. Compromise becomes almost a dirty word and consensus impossible. And then when the two political parties in 1980 ended up taking sides, the Democrats continued to support the women's rights movement. The Republicans declared themselves the party of family values. Then you add partisanship to polarization, and you end up with the political culture that we have now.
Do you think we'll ever reach a consensus that there will be a single notion of women's rights and that political debates over some of these other questions will be, separate?
Well, I think that women on both sides of the divide and their supporters agree on a lot of things. There's a stereotype that the conservative women don't support women in the professions, for example, or women in equal opportunities of education. And for the most part, they do. But the real sticking points, it seems, tend to be things on which conservative religious groups feel very strongly. Most important, abortion, but also on the issues of sexuality and gay and lesbian and transgender rights. And when you get to those kinds of issues, it's there that it seems that the divisions are very deep and lasting, and it's hard to see how people are going to work these things out. One of the things that is quite interesting to me and actually heartening is that from decades in which the conservative women's movement made feminism a dirty word, now everybody seems to want in on it, but on their own terms. And I think that's actually promising because it underscores what I said a minute ago, which is that there's so many issues on which they do agree that people do want to be considered feminist, which is not the way it's been for the last 20 or 30 years.
Marjorie Sproul is a history professor at the University of South Carolina and author of the book Divided We Stand, The Battle Over Women's Rights and Family Values That Polarized American Politics. On this International Women's Day, thank you so much, Marjorie.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.